where regional poverty has handicapped people's ability to work and prosper, that that is a role for government to address. Discrimination needs to be opposed. When you look at other countries, the United States is not at the top in our generosity to poor people. We're rather stingy in that dimension. And the problem is that we waste so much money on trying to maintain a worldwide military empire. We waste so much money on defense and the intelligence budgets that we really can't invest in our people.
You know, the term that's been around for a long time, for years and years, is welfare reform. Is that something that is needed?
Well, what we need is welfare reform for the richest 1% or 2% of the population. What we have in America is socialism for the rich. The bailout of the country's largest banking and financial corporations was a form of welfare for the rich. And what we need to do is bring back the Glass-Steagall Act, which separated investment and speculation from the banking industry. That was repealed, and what we had was a tremendous financial collapse in 2008 and the risk of another one that could be even bigger.
Used to be that when there were congressional races, a lot of focus would be on what to do about Social Security, what to do about Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that much about it right now.
I can comment on Social Security.
But what to do about Social Security?
Social Security needs to remove the cap on income levels. The same tax rate needs to apply to every dollar rather than capping it at $117,000 a year. If the richest, again, 1% or 2% of the population were paying their fair share of the Social Security tax, it would remove the insolvency problem for years, decades, or permanently. So we need to scrap the cap on Social Security.
Should the federal government be looked to do more as it relates to homelessness? That's a national problem.
Well, homelessness is caused by many things, mainly not enough jobs and incomes that cannot support a family. Especially in any home that they hope to own. So the financial instability had a tremendous negative impact on home ownership in 2008 and the years following that. It was, in many ways, it was a mortgage collapse. And that came about through rampant speculation by the largest financial corporations in the country. They never paid any price for that. They were bailed out, and many of their activities were illegal. And so home ownership occurs when people have jobs. We need to bring manufacturing back to this country, stop outsourcing our productive jobs to other countries, and create a firm foundation for home ownership, which would in turn reduce the homeless problem.